This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. We have been doing an inductive study of 2 Timothy 3. We've considered what Paul says in the chapter. Then we began to interpret what Paul said. We tried explaining Paul's description of conditions during the last days. Now let's seek to know what Paul wanted Timothy to understand to prepare himself for living in and serving others in the kind of world characteristic during the last days. He encouraged Timothy to reflect on what he taught and the way he lived during their years of serving God together. Paul lived with purpose, faith, patience, love, endurance, while being persecuted and suffering. Timothy saw all of this on a daily basis. He might have shrunk back from the front lines for fear of suffering persecution himself. Paul reminds him that everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Basically, Paul was challenging Timothy to stand up and be counted. To stand in the face of persecution, he would need to renew his commitment to the Word of God. Paul reminded him that God's Word gives insight and power to cope victoriously in the face of temptation. It not only makes us wise unto salvation, but also is profitable for teaching or doctrine, what we believe, rebuking, confronting us when we do wrong, correcting, showing us the way we should believe and behave, and training in righteousness, how to keep on growing in our Christian walk. When we apply ourselves to this dynamic, we will be thoroughly equipped for every good work. That's how to run and finish the race of life victoriously. If you'd like to review these studies, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org.